When Elijah felt the giant claw on the surface of the cave, he slowly lifted his head and saw that he was face to face with a giant snarling beast with razor-sharp teeth. The beast picked up Elijah by the back of the shirt and looked directly at him with its huge, glowing red eyes. This was no ordinary creature. Elijah and his friends, wherever they were in big trouble. Elijah tried to wiggle away, but the beast just growled and lifted him up even higher. And then the beast said something.
"What's wrong, kid? You look like you've seen a ghost or something. Are you okay?"
Elijah said, "Huh? Who are you?" The beast lit a torch to give them some more light, and once Elijah could see the beast lit more clearly, he actually looked a lot more friendly.
"Well, I'm a Yeti. I live down here in this cave. What are you doing in my house, kid?"
Elijah told the Yeti the whole story about how he came from another world after sliding down the hill and hitting a jump, and how he and his friend Calvin and a snowman named Frosty fell down into the cave after they tried to meet the Ice Queen.
"You tried to meet the Ice Queen?"
"What's so funny?" said Elijah.
"Oh, well, you clearly don't know the Ice Queen. She's not the most friendly and welcoming person around here. That's not the kind of door you want to go knocking on, kid."
"Yeah, I can see that now," said Elijah. "Hey, have you seen my friend Calvin or a snowman anywhere around here?"
"Oh yeah, I heard them hit the ground just a ways over there. Come on, I'll show you."
And the Yeti led Elijah around the corner where they found Calvin and Frosty. "Hey, there you guys are," said Elijah. "Are you okay?" And Calvin said, "Oh yeah, we just fell into a pitch black cave and we smashed onto the rock hard ground. We're feeling great. Never been better."
"You boys look like you could use some hot cocoa. Would you like me to make you some? And Frosty, I could probably give you some ice cream if you want."
"Oh, sure,"
they all said. And so the Yeti brought them all to his den and gave the two boys a cup of hot cocoa. And he said,
"You're probably wondering how to get out of here, right? I can show you the way back to the surface if you'd like."
And so they put down their empty cups and followed the Yeti out of his den and through a secret hidden tunnel he showed them. And at the end of the tunnel, they could see a light off in the distance. "Thanks a lot for helping us out, Yeti. We would have been totally lost without you," said Elijah.
"Sure thing, kid,"
said the Yeti.
"By the way, if you ever see a little girl named Joey where you come from, tell her to come on and visit me. I've been waiting for her to show up here again."
Now, Elijah wondered if he meant his cousin Joey, but then he thought, no way, it couldn't be. That would be too crazy. And as the two boys and the snowman continued walking through the tunnel toward the light at the end, they were about to reach the opening where the light was coming from when all of a sudden, Elijah felt a cold, bony hand wrap around his ankle. And he realized with horror that the Ice Queen had just caught up with them.
But that's a story for another day.